Going Deeper with God. This show exists to refresh our relationships with our Father by having a place to go with Him each week. Pastor Barbara Moore and Dr. Becky Slaybaugh call upon the Holy Spirit to guide us in deeply reconnecting with God. You can learn more about Barbara and Becky at goingdeeperwithgod.org. We pray that this show helps you grow in prayer, hear the voice of God, and keep Jesus in your soul. All right, let's go deeper with God.
I want to go deeper.
It's Saturday afternoon, and it's time to go deeper with God, right, Becky?
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Every day is a good time to go deeper with God. So what's up, Becky?
Oh, my gosh. I'm having a great Saturday afternoon, and I'm enjoying the sunshine here in Phoenix. And what's it doing in Denver?
It's a sunny day, and it's a Rocky Mountain high, and we can go higher with God here, too.
There you go. Love it. Well, as you know, Pastor Barbara, we had an incredible guest last week, Linda Wright from the Hearing God Ministries, and we are so excited, I am, and to have her back to share more. And listeners, if you didn't hear last week's program, you are in for a real treat today. Linda comes out of the Phoenix, Arizona area is where she's living now, and her burden is for those who serve the body of Christ. She has led national pastors and leader healing conferences, and which are held annually here in Arizona. I mean, how fantastic is that? And but prior to this, Linda was a missionary to Hollywood, and she's co-written The Last Miracle, TBN, Faith TV, as well as being a co-producer, of the NBC hit movie A Champion's Fight, which is actually it's currently being re-aired on Lifetime TV, and it's being called Shattered Hearts. So we are excited and blessed and to have you with us. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, the three of us have definitely something in common. I think when God had us in his womb before the foundation of the earth, he said, these three are going to work on helping people to hear God. So,
amen.
What do you think? Our heart
amen.
Pulses because not only do we want to hear God, amen?
Yeah, amen.
We live to help others to hear God. And I was so blessed by a number of different things that you shared about your life, your heart, and your calling, Linda Wright, that you personally shared about your time with God at night, that you actually set your timer on your phone to spend an hour with God at night with your pillow and your journal. I was crying and laughing at the same time when you were sharing that. Was that your idea, God's?
Oh, you know what? I hesitate to take credit for anything.
That's good.
Because, yeah, I just do. All I can say is I'm just a willing vessel. I need to do what I'm told and please my Father.
You know, I wrote down this scripture, and I didn't know why I wrote it down, but I think I know now that we are to help share the Word of God, you know, during our radio broadcasts. And 1 Timothy 3:9 says, they must keep holds of the deep truths of the faith. We must keep hold, and I've heard you say a couple times last week that you, your attitude towards God is obedience and to be on the right path. So again, 1 Timothy 3:9 says they must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith. Is that part of your life?
Well, it absolutely is, because to me, there's no other way. I mean, it's either God or it's the enemy. It's either right or wrong. It's either black or white. It's either good or evil. And that's the truth. You know, there's no in-between. Jesus didn't have any. You know, he came to do the meat of his Father. He was humble. He was meek. He was gentle. He was compassionate. And he also overturned a few tables and threw some people out of the temple. Amen? So it and all of that was him standing in the truth of who his father was. You know, righteous anger has a purpose. There's the truth is all messed up right now. That's me. That's my heart. People are teaching wrong things. They're teaching wrong doctrine. They're leading people astray. They're not following the example of the life of Christ and what he came to do because his father sent him. There isn't anything else you can operate in but the truth.
Amen.
You know, I have a funny saying with, you know, one of my relatives, and, you know, and I love her, you know, God bless her, and I say it very kindly. I was like, you know what, you can lie to you all you want, but you don't get to lie to me. So, and because I can't even wrap my head around when someone's lying to me because I just operate with so much truth.
Well, and you
truth of who he is, who he was, and who he is to come.
Amen. Well, I can feel your passion about navigating when you come into these circumstances, as you shared last week too, about you know how to navigate with God, you know how to stay in step with God, so you can navigate whatever the circumstances are in your life. But I want to shift a little bit right now because I really feel compelled to have you share with all of us your understanding of starting a National Pastors and Leaders Healing Conference because you had a burden for refreshing for the leaders in the church. And you've had, is it right, you've had about 1,000 people over however many years attend this conference?
Yes, pretty much.
Wow. Well, what happens there? That sounds exciting.
Well, it is a very exciting time. It is a very beautiful time. I take a year in the spirit and in prayer and in earthly preparations, if you will, to hear Father's heartbeat. What does this look like? Who speaks? Who sings? Who doesn't speak? Who doesn't sing? What days? What church? You know, I ask him all the details of it because when God gives you an assignment, there shouldn't be any of you in that assignment. It's his assignment. You just get to be the willing vessel to carry it out. And unfortunately, people don't. And I don't believe I'm the first one that he gave this conference to, but I'm pretty sure I'm the first one who probably is doing it the way he wants. Because I have enough fear of the Lord to keep my fleshly decisions and desires out of the mandate he gave me.
Okay, so you're helping people because you're very intentional with the Lord to understand details. And so what happens at these meetings? What happens at these conferences? Who comes? What happens?
Well, it's all very amazing, and there's been many signs, wonders, and miracles. But let me just add a little bit to the question you just asked prior.
Okay.
God's heart for this conference is I have had a burden for many years for those that serve the body. And it came about 7 or 8 years ago when I was at a church where outreach was huge. It was constant. It was all day, all night, all weekend. And I started becoming very concerned because I noticed that they weren't carrying their Bibles or taking their vacation or they never went off sabbatical and they were always pouring out. And I was like, wait a minute, who's pouring into you? And I just realized I had a burden for these people, and I didn't want to see them on the 6 o'clock news anymore.
Aww.
I find that to be very humiliating. So my concern became, okay, you're on the 6 o'clock news. What I want to know is how you got there. Because something happened between point A and point Z. And I'm wondering what happened between those two, the beginning and the end point. Because it didn't happen overnight. It never happened to any of us overnight. Sin is something that creeps up and creeps up over time. And so I realized that I had that burden, and I just was praying about it. But then a pastor that I know here in Arizona was tragically killed about 4 years ago in a car accident. He happened to be a pastor at my church, and I was devastated to see what the staff and the volunteers were going through. But it didn't bother me that they were crying. What bothered me was the ones who couldn't cry because everybody else needed them. And I went home that night, and I cried out to the Lord. I was like, did you see that? Where are these men and women going to go? It's like nobody cares about them. And the Lord just simply said, it's time. And I knew exactly what he was referring to when I heard the title, Pastors and Leaders Healing Conference. And my job was to just get it up and off the ground the way he wants. So what this is, aside from 100% obedience, it's covered in fervent prayer. And it's anointed and blessed by God. The Holy Spirit, the power of God, shows up in every conference. I've seen the angels. I've heard the angels. I have had testimony after testimony. I mean, there was one time when one of the worship leaders was talking about how, you know, he always seems to go to the driest places on earth. And, of course, I'm in a desert here in Phoenix. And the moment he said that, thunder clapped and shook that sanctuary.
Wow.
And the thunderous rain I've ever heard of in my whole life came pouring down. And you've never seen so many white-faced people in your life because it was that powerful.
Hello,
and
this is God speaking.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at this, and of course I jump up and I'm like, it's the Lord. And we just erupted in praise. That was great. Amazing.
Hello, this is God. I'm here.
Yep. It was amazing.
So what kind of sessions, do you have with them? What kind of breakouts? I mean, give us some details here. So with people that want to go on March 17 to 18 and to Phoenix to get refreshed, what will they see? Well, what will happen?
Well, again, the mandate is a three-day come back to your first love mandate. Mm-hmm. And he is our first love. Amen.
Amen.
And so what we do is we open up Thursday night with Paul Wilbur, who is a Messianic worship leader, with just a night of worship.
Nice.
And it's every denomination. We have a Messianic dance team. We blow the shofar. You must do the things that honor the Lord. He is Jewish. And then we just have a night of worship, and people just, they're on their face. They're on their knees. They have their tambourines and their banners, and we're dancing around the sanctuary. You know that Greek dance that some people do at wedding receptions? I don't know the name of that dance, but you grab hands with people and you kick to this side, you kick to that side. And I trip over myself. But it's just to just see people worshiping like David did. And so that's opening night. Friday morning, we have a local team at Skyway Church, a very apostolic center here in Arizona. Their worship team is leading worship, and then Paul Wilbur will be our keynote. And man, I'm telling you, the riches of this man's anointing, being a Jewish man who believes in the Lord Jesus as Messiah, the teaching is so rich. And then Friday afternoon, we have 12 breakout sessions. And some are men only, some are women only, some are men and women. We have people come from neighboring states to teach their local pastors, leaders, and or lay men and women. But this year, God did something different. He gave me the title before he gave me the people.
Wow.
Every year it's been, he gave me the people, and then he gave me the title. And so then Friday night, we have Helen Baylor coming in. She's a four-time Grammy nominee, gospel artist. Beautifully anointed woman of God. She will lead worship. And then Pastor Lenora Morin from Mesa, Arizona, will be the keynote speaker. And then Saturday morning, Helen Baylor does worship again. And then Pastor Maurice Chavez of Phoenix World Outreach will close. And we wash feet Saturday morning. And it is the most humbling, most beautiful thing I've ever done in my life. It is, complete step to healing.
That is wonderful. Listeners, we're a little bit past the halfway mark here, and we are listening to Linda Wright. And she is hosting Hearing God Ministries. That's her ministry. And it's a Pastors and Leaders Healing Conference. And we are listening to all of the great things and divine things of the Lord that are being brought in to refresh the pastors and the leaders. And this is absolutely wonderful and inspirational to hear. Linda, one of the things that I keep hearing as you're talking is the word strategic. You're not just hosting, you're not just presenting, but Father has placed within you very strategic weapons and keys to unlock folks, leaders, worshipers, with multiple giftings to breathe in a greater awareness of how they operate and how they live in with the Lord. Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
Yes, I think that's part of it, Becky. It's definitely part of it. I God downloaded a lot of things, and in time, you know, when He allows me to release things, I will. But I know that I've been called to the end times, and I know that He has called me to participate in this revival that He wants to get off in our nation. And I believe with all my heart that God cannot bring revival without a pure and holy pulpit, which we do not have. As a whole, we do not have. And I believe that He's birthed this conference to start ministering to the pulpit to get them to where He needs them so they can assist Him with what He needs to do for this great country of ours. Because this country still belongs to God, always will, yes and amen.
So you say that you're helping them to remember and to enter back in or deeper into, are you still in love with me, is what God says. And so share some specific testimonies of some people that gave 3 days. They had expectation to be refreshed, and they came to your conference. And what are some testimonies people had of what God did for them and with them while they gave 3 days to be more in love with God?
Well, I can give you two of my favorite testimonies. One, last year we had 9 pastors / staff members from a church in Las Vegas come in. They just heard about the conference, and they came in, and there is now 15 of them returning this year, so we're talking close to doubling.
Wow.
And I talked to this pastor, and she said, Linda, if God willing, we plan to come to this every year because we get that God has done this for us. And I was like, amen, that's the whole point of this. And so I was so blessed by that recent testimony. And then the other testimony would be my dear friend Pastor Todd, and he had signed up to come to the 2014 conference, and he's a pastor of Prayer to Church. But a lot of things were happening, and he was becoming very disgruntled about church politics, ministry, and everything. And he was seriously contemplating on stopping. And, of course, I didn't know any of this until after. But he had already bought his ticket, so he's like, well, I'm not going to waste $55, so I'm going to go. When he left that conference, he went back to his church with a 10-year plan for ministry.
That's wonderful.
He was so set on, because God was downloading, and God was meeting everybody where they are. And I don't do name tags. It's not a social club. Mm. I'm not there to, you know, you guys are not there to network, okay? God doesn't care how big your church is. He doesn't care how many, you know, church planters. He doesn't care that people are tithing. He cares about you. He birthed you as His child. He did not birth you with a title. And that's why, again, it's all about come back to your first love. Forget the sermons and the schedules and the set list for worship and how many people are there. And forget about it. Those things are not important to God. They are to man, but they're not to Him. Where's your first love? Bottom line of the story. Where are you with me? Yes.
How do you get feedbacks? One of the things that I want you to share is how do you help them, or how does God help them beyond the 3 days? What is it they're putting in place that's really changing their lifestyle back to lovers? Do you have testimonies where people have said, I used to be like this during the week, but now I'm like that? I mean, do you have some of those?
I do. A lot of them funnel in through our ministry Facebook page. A lot of them funnel in through the email, you know, through our website. Some people call me. And every once in a while, even some of these pastors are just even regular, because it's open to everyone. I believe everybody's a leader wherever God has placed you. He could have placed you in the marketplace. It still makes you a leader. And it's sad for me for people to think that if they're not in a church or in a ministry, they don't see themselves as a leader. So I really want to kind of change that thinking with people as well. So, and we have testimonies all over. And I'll get texts thinking of you. Thank you for everything that you did. It's just a constant thing. And then last year, we also opened up the pastoral care division of the ministry.
Okay.
And when they go to the website, they'll see everything about it, because that's part of the aftercare.
Okay.
We want to be here for you when this conference is said and done.
Yes.
You know, we're not in it for 3 days a year. This is our ministry. We care about you. And so we have the pastoral care. People get my cell phone number. They have an office number. They have my email. They have a myriad of ways to always communicate with me if they need prayer or just a confidant. Because you need that in ministry.
Absolutely. They need it, and they're getting refreshed, and they're coming back. And so, listeners, we just want to encourage you that if you are hearing this and you have an interest of going from March 17th through the 18th, is that it?
No, it is March 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Oh, 17th, 18th,
so it's Thursday 19th. Thursday night through Saturday morning.
Okay, and Paul Wilbur is, I've heard Paul Wilbur a number of times, the church that I was going to in Golden Gateway on Mount Zion has Paul Wilbur as one of their overseers, and he comes at least once a year, and I've so enjoyed his heart. I was just watching him last night on TBN on the Jewish Voice, and he was, you know, he just brings some revelations about who God is. That's, you know, that's so precious, and we all do. So I wanted to just ask you now, the name of your ministry is Hearing God. So what would you like to tell the listeners that you know about Hearing God, and you want them to know about the practice of Hearing God?
Hearing God to me is, it's just a fundamental basic of life. Everyone can hear God in the good times. We all do. That's easy. That is not easy in the muck and mire and the trials, because you've got three things that are wanting to talk to you. You have the Lord, you have an enemy, and you have your flesh. And you need to know how to tap into the Spirit of God and hear what His advice is, what His counsel is, what His steps are. This is what I want you to do. Don't do that. It's all detailed and laid out by the Father. And so my heart is to just bless everyone listening that if you have a passion to hear God the way I do, which is available to anybody and everybody, cry out. Ask Him to start audibly speaking to you. Start asking Him questions so the Spirit can give you an answer. It's so important, and I can't imagine. I've had so many trials in my family still in all of these years, ladies, and some of them have been, I mean, it just gives you a flat-out panic attack, like, oh. But I've learned to grab that book, get on that pill, and say, what do I do? I have no idea. And if you just hang in there long enough, you'll pound through your fleshly side of you. You'll pound through the enemy trying to lie to you, and you will end up with the voice of God telling you, this is the way to walk in it. Follow me.
So I'd like you to pray, Linda Wright, for the listeners and with us, for breakthroughs for people, for spiritual breakthroughs. Please ask God, will you?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I just decree right now over every listener and even over the host in this radio station, I just decree the works of the Lord shall prevail in their families. Father, I thank you that you will start speaking to them in that daily and make the audible way where they will know that they know that they know the Lord thy God has just spoken to them and has anointed them for great things. Because Jesus, you said we get to do greater things because you've gone on to the Father. So I pray that you're setting them all up right now for those greater works, because we all have a destiny, Father. And Lord, I just thank you that you would bless them with peace and understanding, the blood of Jesus over them, and that everyone shall fulfill their God-given purpose. And I ask all of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next week, we have an exciting author, Brian Fleming, coming on, who wrote Your Life Matters and the Circuit Riders Movement. We'll be having a Circuit Riders Movement at Metro State Auraria Campus in February, so it's so timely. And the last thing I want to say is I'm looking out at the beauty of the Rocky Mountains. When I sat in this studio, God said to me, as I was looking at those beautiful mountains, that he is going to put us under the plunger. And I looked up what plunger meant, and it meant to dunk us, to jump or dive quickly or energetically into deeper things with God. We love you, listeners, and our hearts say, and I know you're saying to us, I love you too. Most of all, we want to go deeper with God. Amen.
Amen.